Jason Newman's in here again this morning. Been a while since we were able to have you in here. I'm glad we got you back in and on short notice. Good to see you. How are things going?
Good to see you, too. Things are going really great at the club. Our kids are busy and really looking forward to the end of the school year and the start of summer camp.
CEO Boys and Girls Club of Muncie. One of the things we wanted to touch on was this match that you have, the opportunity with Eli Lilly. For those that may not have heard about it, let's start with the overview first.
Well, we're really excited. The Eli Lilly Foundation came together to donate $30 million to all of the boys clubs in all 31 boys and girls clubs in Indiana. And so we came together. I think it speaks to the power of collaboration, which is something that I take very seriously. And I think that is one of the greatest things about Muncie is our spirit of collaboration. And this opportunity really helps to highlight that.
Boys and Girls Club Muncie, not physically far from where we're sitting right now on the south side of Muncie, but that's only one of the places where you gather and have some learning and fun opportunities for the kiddos.
Yes, so we currently run three sites. We run elementary school programming for all of Muncie Community School kids at our Madison Street site, which is what most people think of when they think of the club. We merged with the Roy C. Bewley Community Center in 2018, and that is where we serve our middle school and high school students. And we are just finishing up our first full school year over at our gathering site, which covers Royerton, Eaton, and West Elm Middle School.
Keeping kids out of trouble,
yes.
but more importantly, having them learn and grow and be together. It's all very valuable lessons and learning going on all the time. Our guest is Jason Newman, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie. You mentioned Madison Street as one of the facilities. I understand you shared with me there has been some upgrades and updates there. Let's talk about that for a sec.
So this is part of that match opportunity is the Lilly Foundation is matching us $2 to $1 every dollar we raise to create improvements for our Madison Street location. And so we've already started that work, replacing all of our light bulbs with LED lighting, which not only will brighten up the club, but will also be a long-term savings for us as long as we're in the building. We have some electrical upgrades we need to do. And then one of the really biggest things is upgrading our safety system. We installed a camera system so we could see what's going on with our kids all the time. We've maxed that out, and there have been improvements made in digital cameras since 2015, oddly enough. So the safety of our kids is our primary goal.
Fantastic.
And so we're able to use this money to help with that.
And a mom and a dad, a grandma, a grandpa, a guardian of any sort of way, shape, or fashion, always feel better when they drop off or know that the young person is in a safe and sound environment. That's always critical. Jason Newman, CEO, Boys and Girls Club of Muncie, our guest. I'm Steve Lindell. You mentioned the gathering site, finishing the first full school year.
Yes.
I've heard good things, and kudos to everybody involved with that.
Right. Yes, I mean, I'm very happy with our partner, the Gathering Church. We are full up. We are seeing as many kids at that site as we can physically fit in the building safely. So I'm very proud of that, and all of the feedback from our parents and kids and schools has been positive. And so this is another one of those Lilly Match areas where it is to serve counties that serve communities that are underserved. And that's another one that we'd like to keep that one going for another year.
Folks, we're going to tell you how to make a donation to that Eli Lilly matching gift opportunity in just a moment. We have a couple of minutes left here with Jason Newman, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie. You mentioned the kids are looking forward to the end of the school year. I mean, that's just sort of that's a kid job, looking forward to the end of the school year. But the summer camp experience is another entity that is funded through this grant situation.
Yes, it is. So this is for an opportunity for our kids entering kindergarten through the end of eighth grade to have a full day summer camp experience full of fun, education, and growth. We will be seeing elementary school age children from preschool to fourth grade at the former Mac building on Elgin Street, and then fifth grade through eighth grade at our Madison Street site. 7:30 in the morning till 5:30 at night. You know, and we do field trips. We bring the kids to the pool to help teach them how to swim, as well as educational programs to combat learning loss over the summer.
Jason, do you need help? I mean, do you need volunteers? Do you need workers? You've got so many things up in the air here. How do you keep it all staffed?
Well, I have a great team who really manages the staff and does the hiring. Ball State and Ivy Tech Community College do a great job sending students over. We're always looking for help, though, whether it is for employees or volunteers, because our kids need mentors at all times, and everybody has something to offer our community and especially our kids.
That's you mentioned the word mentoring. There's also I see on your list here tutoring and of course the meal component and all.
Yes.
That everybody likes to have something to snack on or a nice meal or whatever. How do they get involved if they wish to seek information about being involved
right.
with a club?
Well, you would go to bgcmuncie.org/volunteer.
Okay, that's a /volunteer. Now, the next logical question right. about the Eli Lilly matching gift opportunity, how can they make a sizable, come on, people, donation in that regard?
It's a 2-for-1. Everybody loves a bargain. It's bgcmuncie.org/match.
All right, very good. There's a deadline for this.
So this is running through May 31st and up to $100,000. And we're about halfway to our goal. And
fantastic.
So we'd like to try to push it up a little bit more.
Anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Thank you, Muncie, for 90 great years of the club. We celebrated our 90th anniversary last year, and the support from the community has been great, and the community is always wonderful to our kids. So
Jason,
thank you.
Jason, how long have you been with the club now? It's been a while.
It's been 6.5 years. It'll be 7 in October.
Excellent. Thanks for the work that you do and the great people you have surrounding you. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Jason Newman, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie, our guest as we continue with still more to come this morning on Delaware County Today on WMUN.